this questioner, I guess, has some concerns about the character of downtown and feels there are too many chain stores and restaurants, and recognizing that planning commissions can't necessarily control what tenants rent, what spots them. Just in general, do you think there's something the city can do to maintain an interesting and vibrant downtown and to improve what we have?
That's, I think I'm first, yes. So, yes, downtown has become Restaurant Row. It is a buffet, and what has happened is it's too expensive for the small, single entrepreneur to afford to rent. And that is a fact. I think that we see things swing. I hope that we are reaching kind of our maximum limit on more restaurants downtown, and we'll see a swing back to some retail to make it more interesting for us to downtown. But as is stated, that council cannot tell people what to do, how to rent their own private property. That is where they think they can do the best, and we can let them know how we feel, how we hope that we will have a bigger diversity of stores and things to do downtown.
This harkens back to what many people fondly or not so fondly remember as the Calthorpe process, where this was the first serious look in a long time that the community took as to where do you want the downtown to be in 20 years. And the way that downtowns have evolved ever since they were decimated by shopping malls and suburban sprawl is the way they come back is by entertainment and by residential density. Without those, without that first step, downtowns can't really recover. So what we learned from that process is that if we still want amenities like a full service grocery store, we want more mom and pop shops, we want more retail, what the people who create those amenities say is, well, you need a certain number of rooftops within a quarter mile or half a mile. So the downtown residential density has gone up something like 50% in the past 10 years. We're seeing changes. We're seeing mini markets coming in. It's not quite what people want yet, but I think it's going in that direction. And local residents are disproportionately inclined to visit mom and pop shops rather than chains. So that's one way you can encourage those. The fact that we have historic districts is wonderful, and the way that those buildings are constricts the possibility of some chain restaurants going in. So we have a little bit of a natural buffer, but I think we can do more through certain zoning tools.
Thank you.